This is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, and in this video, we are going to discuss the top pickups and drops in your fantasy basketball leagues. We'll also be discussing some of the best lines of the slate of games played on November 8th, 2023. And those come to you courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. The episode starts right now. And we're going to start this video by discussing the lines of the night. Once again, courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension, link in my description. The line of the night went to Scotty Barnes, who had 14 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 0 turnovers. He did hurt you from the field. Only 4 of his 15 shots went in. Only 6 of his 8 free throws. Didn't get you any threes, but with that level of rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks, I'm sure not too many owners are upset. Luka Doncic had 31 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 steals, a block. He did have 4 turnovers, took 26 field goal attempts and made 11, made 7 of his 10 free throws and hit 2 three-pointers. Very beefy line from him. Jokic had 35, 13, and 5 with 3 steals, a block, 3 turnovers, 14 of his 25 shots, 6 of his 10 free throws. Normally he's going to be better from there. Hit 1 three-pointer. You got Grayson Allen, who has been on our waiver wire videos a few times now, with 26 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, 1 turnover, 9 of his 16 shots, no free throws attempted or made. He hit 8 three-pointers. And to round out the top 10, you have Jeremy Grant with 38, 9, and 5. Anthony Edwards with 26, 3, 8 assists. He did have 3 steals, 2 blocks. Very nice there. You had Jason Tatum with 16 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 6 of his 14 shots, hit 2 three-pointers. And the last 3 of the top 10 lines of the night, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 43, 7, 6, 2 steals, a block, 3 turnovers, made 15 of his 22 shots, and 12 of his 13 free throws. You had Alex Caruso with 19 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, and only 1 turnover. And lastly, Tyrese Maxey, who had 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover, made 11 of his 27 shots, 0 of his 1 free throws, and 3 three-pointers made. Here is my way too early take. I think it's a big possibility that we see Tyrese Maxey in the MVP race. Just saying. The first pickup I want to talk about is Andrew Nembhard. He hasn't been playing many minutes, usually in the high teens, low 20s, but he's getting a decent amount of assists in limited minutes. You can see here he has 15 assists combined over his last 2 games. He's hitting three-pointers. He's helping you in several categories that I value, and he's not turning over the ball a whole lot. So if you need a point guard, especially in a deeper format, give him a look. Marcus Sasser is now 29% rostered. That has gone up significantly. You can see it's been plus 24% over the last day alone. In his last game, a loss against Milwaukee, a close one, he was carving them up. He played 28 minutes, made 11 of his 17 shot attempts, blazing 64%, almost 65%. Made his lone free throw, got 3 three-pointers, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. No blocks, did get you 3 turnovers, but overall, he has not been very turnover. Pick this guy up, see if he can keep it going. Just keep in mind, the Pistons do have a rotation of guards that have been out, which allowed him more time. But again, it seems like the Pistons want to develop him, so I wouldn't be shocked if he finds himself getting consistently 25 minutes per game. In a win against Memphis, Kyle Lowry played 35 minutes, made 5 of his 11 shots. Had 4 threes, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal. This guy was the cover boy of my video on Monday. We also learned Tyler Hero might be out for the next few weeks, which means Kyle Lowry has an opportunity for a lot more usage and the opportunity to continue producing for your team. In his last game, Cole Anthony had 19 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, did have 3 turnovers. He took 13 shots, made 7 of them. Only made 3 of his 5 free throws. So Cole Anthony is a guy that you pick up if you want scoring from the guard position. He does have upside. Sometimes he gets hot, has a great game. Other times he disappears. Still though, it seems like he has a secure role even when their guards are healthy. Markelle Fultz has been dealing with a knee injury, which probably contributed to more playing time for Cole Anthony. But still, if he's on your waiver wire, he's worthy of consideration. Killian Hayes is another one of my deep league sleepers that is now flying off of waiver wires. You can see he is plus 29% over the last day, 40% rostered right now. He was a deep league sleeper of mine just a week ago. He played 29 minutes in a loss. He had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, no blocks, only one turnover. The field goal percentage has left a lot to be desired. But overall, he's been helping you with steals, he's been getting assists, he's been scoring, and he seems to have a consistent role on that Pistons team, which is nice to see because he has been so inconsistent for such a large part of his career. In a win against Cleveland, Lugens Dort played 36 minutes. He did take 9 shot attempts, only made 3, but he made 5 of his 6 free throws. 3 threes, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. That did come with 3 turnovers, but the game before that, he scored 19, and the game before that, scored 29. So the guy might be getting hot. He is ranked 26 right now, and he's only 56% rostered, so if he's on your waiver wire, strongly consider picking him up. We already talked about Grayson Allen a bit, but we're going to go even deeper into it. He played 37 minutes, and in those 37 minutes, made 9 of his 16 shots. A lot of those were 3-point attempts, but the guy hit a good amount of them. He hit 8 3-pointers, had 26 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. The guy has been really good, currently ranked 58. He's only 23% rostered. He has been benefiting from the fact that the Suns have players like Devin Booker and Bradley Beal ailing right now, but even with them back, this is a guy that can get his. Give him a look. This next guy was one of my deep league sleepers not that long ago, and somebody I told you I had a hunch would be in for a strong season. Some of you did disagree and left comments telling me you thought he wasn't ready yet, which I said fair enough, it's still too early to tell, but a promising development just happened. Keontae George got his first NBA start. Talen Horton-Tucker was sent to the bench. This was not a role he received based on injuries. The Jazz looks like they may be giving him the keys to the offense, which would be great. He played 31 minutes, made 3 of his 8 shot attempts, had a 3, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists, only 1 turnover. Really great assist to turnover ratio. He's getting shot attempts, he's getting minutes, he just got a starting role. As he plays into the season, I can only imagine that he's only going to get better. He's only 12% rostered right now. So we're talking about a starting role, we're talking about starter minutes, and we're talking about a high upside individual that's barely owned in leagues right now. This may be your opportunity to act because it may be late sooner than you think. Bogdan Bogdanović is having a strong season so far. He's ranked 62. He is averaging 12.4 points, 2.4 rebounds, 3.3 assists, 1.6 steals, 0.4 blocks, only 0.9 turnovers, which I love to see, over 2 threes per game. Barely drawing free throws, but he is hitting the few he is getting. So, really helping your team. He does play today. That has something to do with the amount of pickups he's getting. But even outside of today, there seems to be a lot of value available if you pick up Bogdan Bogdanović. Jordan Hawkins is being picked up after we learned CJ McCollum would be out for the next few weeks. People were picking him up and Dyson Daniels. And it seems like Jordan Hawkins may be the better pickup, at least for right now. He did play 30 minutes last game, only made 4 of his 11 shots, had 2 threes, 14 points, only a rebound and 1 assist, no steals or blocks. Did get you 2 turnovers, but the opportunity for him to produce is there. You can see the game before that had 31 points, 7 three-pointers made, took 19 shots, played 38 minutes. So, as long as CJ McCollum is out, this guy is worthy of picking up, but keep in mind he may be inconsistent. After not playing much last year, it looks like this guy has a larger role and may be worthy of some consideration. Jay Crowder played 37 minutes in a close win against Detroit, had 6 shot attempts, had 2 threes, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, no turnovers at all, and the Bucks do play today on a pretty light day. That has contributed to 14 plus percent pickups for Jay Crowder over the last day. If you're in a deeper format, you need somebody playing today and somebody that has the potential to contribute in some categories you may value, Jay Crowder may be that guy. Aaron Naismith played 30 minutes in a win against Utah, made 9 of his 13 shots, drew 2 free throws, hit both of them, had 24 points, made 4 three-pointers, 2 rebounds, had 2 steals, no blocks, no assists, but only had 1 turnover. They paid this guy during the offseason. He's producing, somewhat inconsistent, as have the minutes, but with a game like that and in a win, 2 wins in a row now, give Aaron Naismith a look. This next guy is a per-minute monster, but he tends to get limited minutes. We've been waiting for years to see him get 25 to 30, because if he does get that, he is going to put up some numbers. Jalen Smith played 25 minutes, made 5 of his 8 shots, drew 7 free throws, made 6, had 16 points, 11 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, a block, only 1 turnover. I know big men can be hard to find on the waiver wire. This may be one you pick up as a lottery ticket to see if he can continue getting minutes. Again, if the team is succeeding and it's correlating with him getting minutes, we could see him getting more minutes. Not going to tell you that if you pick him up right now, he's going to keep this going. You can see there, even the game before that, he only got 12 minutes, so there may be some inconsistency. But right now is your time to take a chance on some of these sleepers, because once they break out, it can become too late. Goga Bitadze has played 22 or more minutes 2 games in a row, coinciding with the injury to Wendell Carter Jr. You can see there 2 games ago, he had a double-double with 5 blocks, and last game played 22 minutes at 7 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, a block, and only 1 turnover. The playing time is there. The defensive potential is there. If you need a big guy, he's 25% rostered right now, plus 19% over the last day. So give him some consideration. Moritz Wagner is another big man on the Magic that is benefiting from the injury to Wendell Carter Jr. He is 34% rostered at the moment. His last game played 26 minutes, made 8 of his 13 shots, to hit 2 of his 2 free throws, had a 3, 19 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, didn't get you any blocks, did have 2 turnovers. The potential per minute production is there. The only problem has always been the inconsistent minutes that he gets. As you can see there, even before that, he only got 19 minutes, and that was with Wendell Carter Jr. not playing. Hopefully, his minutes can stay around 25, and if they do, this guy is going to be valuable. Kelly Olynyk has an opportunity ahead of him right now, because we did learn that Walker Kessler may be out for the next couple of weeks. He's going to be reevaluated, I believe, in 2 to 3 weeks, which means Kelly Olynyk has a couple of weeks of minutes and productivity. Something that's been really interesting is he's getting you a lot of assists from the center position. While he didn't do great in his last game, he did have 21 minutes, took 4 shots, made 2, only had 4 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, 2 turnovers. But don't fret, the game before that had 13 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, and he was getting comparable minutes to Walker Kessler. So over the next few weeks, with Walker Kessler not being in the equation, if you are one of the owners that lost Walker Kessler, Kelly Olynyk is somebody to strongly consider picking up. Next up, we are going to discuss some of the top drops. This is why I always say I don't trust Eric Gordon. He had a dud of a game, played 25 minutes, made 1 of his 9 shots, had 2 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 3 turnovers, no steals, no blocks. That is a weak losing performance right there. Like, it can lose you your week. Eric Gordon, someone that I don't trust. The opportunity is there. If you're in a deeper format, go ahead, give him a chance, I guess, but I personally won't be picking him up. I did pick him up in one league, and of course, that's the sort of performance that he has. That's always been my experience when I pick up Eric Gordon, which is why I tend to avoid him. Talen Horton-Tucker was pushed to the bench, which doesn't do a whole lot for his value moving forward. It looks like Keyonte George is going to get that starting role over Talen Horton-Tucker. So if you have Talen Horton-Tucker and we're holding on, it might be time to move on. In a game where Anthony Davis did not even play, in a blowout loss against Houston, Christian Wood made 0 of his 1 shots, missed both free throw attempts, had 4 rebounds and assists, no steals, no blocks, zero turnovers. And despite the fact that he is 73% rostered right now, Spencer Dinwiddie has been awful. You can see there he has a rank of 213. And that is with a Brooklyn Nets team missing a bunch of pieces right now. He hasn't been very good. He normally is a scorer that hurts you from the field, but typically he does enough in other areas to help. That hasn't been the case so far. So if you're holding on to him, give him a good hard look and consider if he's holding you back. De'Anthony Melton is another point guard that's been a massive disappointment. I drafted him in a few leagues expecting a big year from him, especially if James Harden was going to be gone. And even with James Harden gone, he's just been way too inconsistent. And it's starting to show me to stop targeting these just no-name role players that everyone says are going to go off and then they do the same thing they always do. Somebody else that I kind of put in the same boat is this guy. Tyus Jones only played 19 minutes in a win against the Hornets at 2 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, only 1 turnover. We thought, hey, he's going to be on the Wizards. He's finally going to get the chance to start, get minutes, and produce. This guy is an assist to turnover ratio beast. He could score. He could be efficient. We thought this was the year we would finally get a very strong starter type season from Tyus, and so far that has not been the case. And I put that again on the same level as De'Anthony Melton. Ultimately, these guys are both probably bench players at best, and it's probably best to avoid using top 100 picks on guys that don't really have that all-star type potential. And that's, I think, a lesson that I'm going to be applying moving forward. I do it every single year. Daniel Gafford is another player that kind of fits that bill. And that is it. Our top pickups, drops, and we went over the lines of the night courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension and Firefox extension. If you enjoyed this video, do me a favor and smash that like button for me. And subscribe to Barack Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Take care.